bring it down to these country stores, and yeah, well, I stole it everywhere in the cities and things, you know, buy it from them. And
who works in the store that you buy it from?
That
cuts the meat and so forth?
Well, you take these big grocery stores and things, like in town, they have a special meat man, you know, cut, don't do nothing but cut meat.
Yeah, what's he called?
They call him the, foot.
What
about
foot?
Huh?
Foot?
No.
Butcher?
I guess you might call him the meat butcher, I don't know. But see me like I've heard them call them for that. I know the boy, he down in Crow's, a big chain down here in Franklin. The boy lives right there on the stove, right up on the stove. Father Ryan's, he's the butcher there.
He's the what?
He's the butcher that trim, sees after all this meat, different kinds, you know, places it, fixes it, and stuff. I don't know what he'd call it. I really called him the butcher. What would you think about it? Did you think that that'd be what they'd call him?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, he don't do anything else. That's his job, tend to meat suit.
If meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right anymore, it's no good. You'd say that the meat's
soured, I'd say. Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you do with the meat from its head?
Sold it down.
What do you make?
Our sides and hams and shoulders.
Right. What about the head though?
I give them away to colored people. I have it. Make sauce, I guess, eat them too. I don't know. I give them a feet and head full. I have eaten some hog head years ago when I was young, but I quit. Of course, can't eat much, and I'm going to eat a little better.
Yes.
Now, you know, I give them this colored boy that works with us. Lots, most people take them and sell them. You can sell them for about $50-$75 a piece. Most anybody will give that, but I just give them to him. He had to raise a big family.
Yeah.
Tights, you know, all the time. Half them, I've been, I give them a large. I told him I'd give them some nuts. Most things need them, so he'll save it. He'll own them. I'll have to ask him again, because I love it or something. He won't ever say much about it. He's good head slow, but he's good head. Good boy, too.
What do you make, you know any dish made it by, anything made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Grinding hog liver. I never seen anybody grind it up. We eat them. Fry them, batter them and fry them and eat them. I boil them, they good boil, they're fried. Even I like them better fried. That's what we do with ours. It means I always give some of the liver to my wise people. Anybody comes in and give a piece of liver. I really like hog liver better than anything. Like, I'm not too hot on beef liver, but I really like that hog liver. We just fry them.
Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of the blood?
Backenhauser do. The tail would kill them in Florida would be fun. They use everything, but they what the tail, you know, of course I don't know about that. I've never watched them do it. You know. But they said all they lose is the squeals. But they use everything, hair, bones and everything. Grind up in tankies, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The blood. I guess blood goes to tankies too. A hair and bones and skins and stuff like that.
But you've never heard of any people around here slaughtering
hogs using blood? I'm sure they do with something with it, but I mean, farmers don't. People out in the country don't pay attention to blood. They want to try to keep it off the meat or get it off the meat, you know, can't try to keep our meat.